It's called Cafe Scientific. Dr. Paul Willis from Catalyst is the MC, and the panel for Walking with Dinosaurs in Winton was David Elliott, the founder of the Australian Age of Dinosaurs, and two paleontologists named Matt, apparently proving that two out of three paleontologists are called Matt, because Paul is one too. Paul's first question was to David Elliott.
Way back in 2000, this saga really started when you were chasing sheep and you almost ran over a dinosaur. Tell us that story.
Well, it's not much of a story, actually. I was chasing sheep and I nearly ran over a dinosaur.
but it's the way you tell it, Dave.
It was exciting to me at the time because it was the biggest dinosaur bone I'd found to that time, but it wasn't the first, it was the seventh. And it wasn't driven home to us just how exciting it was until nearly 2 years later in 2001, when we were visited by paleontologists from the Queensland Museum who turned up on our doorstep. And they got more excited about it than I did, and excitement is fairly infectious with dinosaurs, and so we sort of rolled on from there.
Matt White's real job is as a geologist in a coal mine, but his idea of fun is to be honorary paleontologist with the Australian Age of Dinosaurs.
I was actually trying to find a career which could fund my hobby full time, and I've ended up getting down to a roster where I can work 7 days on and 5 days off, but I'm eventually trying to get a roster where I can work 2 days on and have nine off, something along those lines. I haven't managed to talk the boss into that yet, but...
It's a recession talk there.
Yeah. It could well be.
And what is your role as honorary paleontologist at the Australian Age of Dinosaurs Museum entail? What do you do when you're there?
Well, at the moment, I've just signed on for PhD studies of central Queensland sauropods and hope to compare those to the sauropods found over in South America and some with the Asian sauropods found over in China. But my actual role at the moment, I've actually got Scott Hocknell there as a research supervisor who's going to be mentoring me while I'm studying these beasties. And I'll be also doing my PhD through Deakin University down in Melbourne.
Matt Hearn from the University of Queensland also has a long-term interest in dinosaurs.
I started off with a passion for dinosaurs very early in age. I think it was about 6 or 7 with the How and Why Wonder Book on dinosaurs. And there were all these illustrations of guys and gals out in the field with brushes and picks digging dinosaurs. And I thought, I want to do that. That's what I want to do. And they just intrigued me so much.
No offence, but you must be knocking on for my age. It's taken you a while to get there.
It has, but I've done a lot of things in the meantime. Anything from machining metal and wood, tool making, that sort of thing. But along the way, I've done a zoology degree and I've done honours in biological sciences. And eventually, you know, I've come to the point where I'm working on dinosaurs, which has been a lifelong passion.
And a PhD on ornithopod dinosaurs, ornithopod meaning birdfoot dinosaurs, just drop you in it. They've got nothing to do with birds, though, have they?
No, the birdfoot dinosaurs, or ornithopods, are actually members of a sister clade, if you like. The dinosauria, or the dinosaurs as we know them, are broken into two large groups. One of the ornithischian dinosaurs, or the bird-hip dinosaurs, which actually didn't really go on to the evolution of birds, and the saurischian dinosaurs, which include sauropods, the big long-necked, long-tail, elephant-like sauropods that we encounter in Winton, and also the big meat-eating dinosaurs. So the little branch of the dinosauria that I work on are completely separate from the birds, if you like,
And you've done quite a bit of exploration around this area, looking at other sites all the way down Isisford and across up in Winton. You've been across Boolya as well, haven't you?
No, not Boolya, but mostly down south of Winton in an area called Isisford. We've been concentrating on that area. The region out in Western Queensland is so vast, you can't look at everything, so you really have to concentrate on one location. And you know, do what you can.
Because, and this is where I sort of throw it open to discussion here, that the search for dinosaurs with no disrespect intended there, David, it started long before you ran into one on your motorbike. In Queensland, people have been finding dinosaurs up here on a very small scale for over 100 years. So, maybe Matt, I've got a choice of two. Matt, can you fill us in a little bit on the early history of finding dinosaurs up this way?
Dinosaurs in Queensland have a history, I believe, going right back to the 20s. Near Roma, so closer to Brisbane than Winton, in the Jurassic sediments, pretty much the first dinosaur was found in Queensland, at least, which was a large sauropod dinosaur. So the history goes back a fair way, and then in the 60s, there were further finds. Ostrosaurus, which is another sauropod, and that actually is in a formation that's a little closer in age to the Winton Formation, but still older than the Winton Formation. And so the discovery of dinosaurs in the Winton Formation itself really is fairly recent compared to those old finds.
The Matts and Paul are enthusiastic about what they do, but David Elliott's passion and vision is what really fired the audience's imaginations. And they weren't all locals. In fact, the majority were savannah guides from across the northern half of the state and the territory.
Everywhere I go, we talked with people, we talked to kids, right through to everyday people, grey nomads, government organisations, politicians, big business people. There's a lot of people that are getting very, very excited about it because we need to do something for this continent. Where in Australia can we go to really learn about our continent? We can learn about our country anywhere. There's cultural organisations all over the place. But to really learn about Australia, learn about the geology and where our country has come from and where it's going. Where are you going to go and see that? Where we can take a kid and they can spend 3 days learning all about their continent. Because the more you understand something, the better you'll like it. The more you'll know about it, the better you'll be able to care for it. And that's really, really important with our kids. So that's where we are.
Fantastic.
See, we live in Winton, can't you?
Earth Hour came in the middle of the evening, and we were reduced to lanterns and small torches, and that gave Paul Willis a chance to achieve a long-time dream as he held his torch above his head.
Just before we have the next question, ladies and gentlemen, maybe you can help the rest of Australia who aren't here tonight and can't see this. Can you all call out what colour this light is?
Blue.
There you go, Australia. You've just heard 100 Queenslanders say blue. It's a good thing it's not State of Origin, I'll be dead by now.
Then it was audience question time. For example, could we see Jurassic Park live?
And all our children are very intrigued with dinosaurs. And I'm just wondering whether, when they become grandparents, will dinosaurs be cloned from these bones that you're finding?
Ooh, cloning dinosaurs, let's get into the Jurassic Park here. Let's hand this over to Matt and Matt.
Yeah.
Now, second thoughts, Dave, what do you reckon?
Well, I actually could start off maybe, and if you want to put in on this, Matt, too, but there is a real problem with the concept of cloning dinosaurs, and the things that we actually find are not really technically bone as such. Bone's made up of protonaceous material and minerals, the problem with cloning is you need DNA. What you're finding with fossils is just rock. That's pretty much what you have is a mineral replacement of the original bone. So the original bone is actually lost. So, in other words, you don't have any DNA left. So, to actually clone a dinosaur is virtually impossible from the fact that you've got a rock.
But the question which won Paul's prize of a set of plastic dinosaurs as the best of the night came from 8-year-old Jonathan.
I know that dinosaurs are named after places they're found and people who find them, but why do you do that?
That's a damn good question. I'd never thought of that. All this time that I've been naming... Oh, okay. Go on, off you go, Matt.
Okay, I'll have a go. Well... There are lots of different ways that dinosaurs or any sort of animal or plant for that matter is named. And one of the things about naming a new animal is actually finding something that's unique to it. Some say part of its body, some part of its anatomy, that is unique. And if you can find or pinpoint that unique thing that makes that animal what it is and distinct from everything else, then that often gets put into the name. And quite often you'll find that dinosaurs have two names. And the first name is called the genus, and the second name is the species. And quite often the genus has some part of the name that might be applicable to the anatomy. And the second name quite often is quite often named after a person, a discoverer or somebody that had something to do with the finding of the dinosaur. One dinosaur you might be familiar with is Diplodocus. And Diplodocus actually means double-barred, and it's actually a particular feature of the tail of the dinosaur. So it's actually a Greek or Latinized name for that particular unique part of the tail. And the last name is Carnegii, or Carnegie, after the person that put up the funds to find the dinosaur. So that's how dinosaurs often get their name.
And to prove that scientists and paleontologists aren't always buried in their lab coats and dinosaur digs, we were treated to a performance by Matt Hearn and his banjo, Frankie Lee from ABC Science on guitar, and Dr. Paul Willis, paleontologist and scientist, on vocals to wrap things up.
La da 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 da.
More twangy.
Na 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 na. Na da 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 di da. La di da 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 da, la ya ya, la da ya. La da 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 da. La da 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 da. I wasn't told I was going to sing. It's another Gidgee bug. La da 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 da. La da 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 da. At least she knows that bit. La da 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 da.